Good morning. My name is Steve Allen. I am the Vice Chair of the Tourism Business Improvement District. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm going to start on my right here with Joan and just have everyone quickly introduce themselves.
Hi there. Good morning. I'm Joan Solu, and I'm a resident here in Morro Bay. Have been for 20 years, and I'm on the board here trying to be helpful.
My name is Isaac Su. I moved here last September, but I've been helping manage the 456 Embarcadero Inn and Suites, and just here to try and help with tourism.
I'll start again. I'm Nancy Dickinson. I'm a resident of North Morro Bay. Just like everyone else, I'm really glad to be on the TBID board, and I'm here to help.
Hi, my name is Amish Patel. I'm a new TBID member, a hotelier, and a resident of Morro Bay for the last 23 years.
Super. Thank you, everyone. Obviously, our chair, Charlie Yates, couldn't be here this morning. Do we have a quorum? We do have a quorum. So we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. We'll start with a moment of silence. And then please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, thank you, everyone. From there, we're going to go into board member announcements. Does anyone have anything?
Just everybody, Morro Bay High School had a great first track and field meet yesterday on the brand new all-weather track. Thank heavens it was all weather, because in the morning we had driving rain for like 45 minutes. But they were really successful. They had really successful relays. The very first runners were the girls in a relay race, so they made history by stepping out onto that track after 50 years, got a new track. And then the boys pole vaulting swept the medal stand, and the boys high jump swept the medal stand. And if you get a chance to watch Morro Bay's high jump right now, it's really exciting, because we have a boy out there who's ranked number 2 in the state of California. In the high jump, he's jumping 6'10". He's ranked number 3 in the nation. So if you get a chance, you should get out and see Joey Riddell jump, because you probably won't get a chance like this for a while. Morro Bay is a pretty small school. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you, Joan. Any other board comment? Seeing none, we'll go into staff announcements.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Scott Collins, city manager. Some new faces up here, and I look forward to meeting with you, and appreciate all you're doing for our community. City Council hosted their first goals session. We're going through a process of establishing 2-year goals for the city, broadly all the things that we cover, and prioritizing those and setting up action plans to help achieve those important goals. City Council has prioritized financial and economic sustainability as our top priority for the community, for obvious reasons, and have identified tourism as one of the key pillars of achieving that. They did adopt the tourism strategic plan a couple meetings ago, and staff has been working to implement that. We do encourage TBID members and members in the community to participate in the next goal session, which will be Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. in the community center. And if you can't attend, you can also participate online. We have a new survey tool that we've rolled out this year. The website is polco.us, that's polco.us/Morro Bay. It's really easy to use. You just sign in once, and then you get reminders anytime there's new survey information out there. And this survey information really help guide council as they move forward in the process. Thank you.
Scott, is that survey just for TBID?
It's broadly for all things city, but as I said, financial, economic sustainability is the top goal, and so that we're hoping folks can fill out the entire thing. But it takes about 5 minutes total.
Thank you.
Yeah. A couple more quick announcements. We have our annual hotelier meeting coming up, and we're going to back it up to our TBID meeting since the board is already here. Doing something a little different, we're going to hold it at the firehouse, specifically so they have strong internet and we can show our new website. So we looked at doing it here, and it's just not a possibility. The internet here is just not good, and I don't think it would show us well because it would be running really slow. So we're going to go ahead and do it there on April 18th from 8:30 to 9:30, and then after that we will take about a 15-minute break, and then we'll go into TBID at 9:45. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that the new morrobay.org website is going to go live on April 10th, which is very exciting. It's at 10 a.m. on the 10th is when they're going to take down the old one and put up the new one. And I'm just encouraging hotels that entire week to plan on more OTA bookings, because getting that direct link through morrobay.org is going to be a little difficult. They expect at the longest it'll take 48 hours to propagate through Google and get everybody transferred over, at the very least, you know, first day up to 48 hours. So just plan on that week being a little different than normal.
Super. Thank you, Jen. Anything else?
Yes. I'm going to give you a quick update on Amgen. And the one thing that I just really wanted to focus on today quickly is next week we have our week of takeover of all their social media pages. So there's quite a bit that they're doing. They've got all different social media channels plus their website, and they've done some really great videos on Morro Bay. They spent a few days here shooting, and Scott's interviewed on it. It's pretty awesome. So I'll send you guys the link to it so you can check it out. He's our little star now. It's good. They also have this is the video, the start of the video, so I'll send you the link on that. And they've got all the different social media pages. So they've got an event under their Amgen page for Morro Bay specific that they'll also put out content. And we've been also supplying them with a lot of content. We gave them specific points about Morro Bay that we want to push, and it'll be a really good week. So there's Scott again running down the beach, the best of California Morro Bay. So that's what you're going to see a lot of on their pages. Is it's, you know, free. That's what he gets, free. I'm always for the free models. A couple more things. They've got the Amgen, at Amgen LLC is their Instagram. That if you guys want to look it up, it's at Amgen LLC is their Instagram page. And they've got some links on there as well. I've got them in your packet that you might want to just follow it as well.
Great, thank you, Jen. Any other staff announcements,
yeah.
Scott?
Yeah, real quick. The downtown tree program, we've been struck with really, real winter for once in I don't know how many years it's been. So we've been struggling to get that up and running. We do have the lights that have been purchased. We did buy lower wattage lights because we were concerned about the dark sky component. And while one tree was lit as a sample, if you had them all lit with that same wattage, it probably could be seen from space, right? So we were trying to be mindful of those concerns. We do have those, and we're working with the vendor to get them up this month. But the rain has sort of been a hazard. They can't really go up when it's raining. So we're hoping to have it done this month.
Super. Thank you.
I have a question about Amgen. How many city departments are involved in this Amgen planning? And I don't mean Amgen. I really mean the Tour of California. Amgen is a drug company. But
yeah, I would say, like most events where the city is involved, it's usually all of them. We have police, fire doing the typical things they do with any kind of traffic planning. Obviously, Jen is involved. The recreation is helping support their kind of communication system. I'm doing a little bit of work here and there, but it's nothing more significant than what we would do for our July 4th celebration. But it does typically involve most departments, including Harbor as well. Yeah.
Any other staff announcements? Seeing none, we will move on to public comment.
Hello, everybody. I am Sean Green. I'm a vacation rental permit holder and a former TBID board member. I'm going to speak about item B2 just because I have to take off for work. it's so refreshing to be able to talk about this issue after being prevented by this board for 2 years from speaking about the VR issue as a result of a weird conflict of interest. I want to talk about item B2 because staff has proposed an outside consultant to take on the process of exploring rate levels and potentially rolling VR into the process. And what I basically want to say is that among vacation rental owners, the TBID board is, I would say, not well liked or trusted, and that's really the result of some recent happenings over the last 2 years where TBID twice attempted to kind of skirt the legislative process and push for a recommendation to council to include VRs at a certain percentage without notifying the public or allowing them to speak on the issue. Thankfully, the council saw the recommendations as what they were, unsubstantiated and a little bit hasty. But the process rolls on, and all hope is not lost for the process to move forward in a fair way. And I think that today's agenda item reasonably encourages a review of VR inclusion and potential rate options, as well as bringing in an outside consultant to manage that community outreach process. So in principle, I find that pretty reasonable as a vacation rental owner. But what I would say is that I would encourage the board and possibly even staff to stay as far away from that process as possible to prevent the adversarial nature of what that had been in past failed iterations of that community outreach. So as much as you can remove yourselves from the process, I think that's a great thing. If you actually want to hear what we might find valuable rather than you telling us what we think should be found valuable, I'm not going to sit up here and talk about what I rattle off all the things that I would find valuable as a vacation rental owner, but I will give you three. First, a TBID letter of support for the 250 licensed vacation rentals. As part of your recommendation to council is an important thing.
You've got about 30 seconds.
Yep. This board can't talk from one side of its mouth about trying to lobby against our existence and then also ask for our money. Second, enforcement of unlicensed rentals should be universally agreed upon, and that's something I would find valuable. And third, transparency and inclusion in this process rather than secrecy and self-interest. Morro Bay is a lot bigger than ADRs and occupancy rates, and we just want to avoid the disconnect between TBID and the people you hope to include. Thank you.
Great timing. Good job. We miss seeing you up here, too. Any other public comment? Okay, thank you. We will move on to our consent agenda. First item is approval of the February tourism TBID board minutes.
Does anybody have any changes on the minutes?
Not me. I move we approve them. Approve the A1.
I second.
First and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We will move on to approval of mental marketing's reports for February 2019.
I'd just like to make a comment on the report one more time because I'm not sure if this is the appropriate place, so maybe staff can guide me here. I want to talk a little bit about that. Hashtags. So would I talk about that here, or would I talk about that in our marketing update? I just don't want to talk in the wrong spot.
I don't know. About hashtags and what? I don't. You've got to give me a little more about, yeah.
About just our hashtag program, about our hashtag program.
You can talk about it now if you want. This is about their physical report, though. If you want to approve their report, Megan's going to go through some of the different aspects that happened as far as the marketing aspect. Maybe you can bring it up then, but let's go through, if you can approve their report, maybe that's the best thing to do right now.
And then we can talk about, yeah. Okay, so fine. All right, sorry, I just wanted to make sure.
Any comments on the report? Do we have a motion for approval?
A2, I move that we approve A2.
Okay, do we have a second?
I second.
OK. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Super.
Megan's going to give you an overview, just report on the marketing aspect that Mental did.
Great. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Megan, Marketing Communications Coordinator. So let's talk a little bit about the February marketing report. So the website overall traffic was up 6.6% in February. Most of the referrals which contributed to that were from social media and our digital ad. The top content or viewed pages on our website were the ad campaign page, followed by things to do in lodging. And then we talked a little bit about the new website, and we're excited about that contributing to a further increase in traffic. So the ad for January and March was the Winters for Foodies ad. It cost $41,670, and the projected revenue based on Adara and their numbers for January and February is $98,855, which is from 705 rooms booked. The earned media resulted in 183 billion impressions and $9.15 million in ad equivalency. In terms of where those numbers come from, depending on the media outlet, digital media for marketing or for traveling sites costs anywhere from $6 to $22 per 1,000 impressions. And Morro Bay uses $5 as their mark. So we are pretty conservative on our numbers, and that's where the $9.15 billion come from. And then this month, we also had the mother and baby otter renewal video, which went pretty viral. It was shared online over 40,000 times in under 2 weeks, according to Daily Mail. And then it was shared a bunch of different places, one of them being the MSN web portal, which was seen 741,000 times. And that video, in addition to other stories about Morro Bay, contributed to the 7,900 total social media shares this month.
I want to give you a quick comment on the otter video. So this happened really quickly, and Harbor was there to, you know, they took the video and they posted it as a city department on the city Facebook page. So it was already out there when I saw it. So we've had conversations since then, and we kind of backed into it and got it on the tourism site. And so the Harbor director and I have talked about trying to push those through the tourism site first, and then we can share it over to the city site so that we have a better tracking on those. And so in the future, hopefully we'll see that happen a little more organized. But it's pretty exciting, the exposure.
And then just one last note. Morro Bay Tourism hosted a film crew from Australia, and they just released a video about the Avocado Margarita Festival on worldnomads.org. So that's pretty exciting.
Do you guys all see the video?
Yeah.
I would have put it on here, but he says some bad language, so I better not.
Okay, I think we're going to go on to B1, the TOT report.
Thank you. So we have our analysis year-over-year comparison for January. And, you know, we tracked up a little bit, not a lot, in January. And you can see the occupancy was down, but the RevPAR was up by one, and the ADR was up by $7 each. If you look at the competitive set and our surrounding cities, I think we did much stronger than they did when you compare how they did year over year. A lot of them were down for the month compared to us, which I'm happy to see. Like Pismo was down about 1%. San Luis was up, but they're not water, you know, on the water. Cambria was up 1%. So I think we're doing pretty well for January. We had our Winter Bird Festival in January, as well as we had a long holiday weekend that falled into January this year, which was nice. Last year, when you compare the numbers, we had the Highway 101 closure in Santa Barbara, which is probably why those numbers were down over this year. And comparison rain, we've had 12 days of rain this year and only 8 days of rain last year, even though the mudslides were last year. So that's kind of interesting. Can I answer any questions?
Kind of feels like more than 12 days of rain.
I know. Well, that was just January.
Oh. It was, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we had nuts rain in February. I don't really have any questions on the TOT report, except that we hopefully can maybe put together a subcommittee. We had talked about making the TOT report at our last meeting. We had talked about making the TOT report a future agenda item. Boy, that was tough to get out. In terms of just updating this report and making it just updating it and making sure we have all the information here that we want to see, or if we want to see different graphs or bars or whatever, and I might at the end of this meeting at future agenda items bring that up again, because maybe it would be good to just have a subcommittee take a look at it and then bring back some ideas to the group so we don't spend a lot of time in here banging over it. So that's all I want to say, except for spring break is coming and we're headed into the busy season.
So just receive and file, or? Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any public comment? Seeing none? Receive and file? Okay, thank you.
You're going to start this, or I'll need to?
Okay. Now on to the...
I'm sorry, did I somehow miss my talking about hashtags moment?
You're right, we totally forgot about it.
Go ahead.
So go ahead.
Okay, I just want to go back to the marketing thing for just a second. We have a great plan going for, Twitter and Instagram and all of our Facebook stuff, but I watched it come through. And I did caution the board a little bit last time about being sensitive to using the word Mecca, and the reason why is because it's obviously it's equated to a very prolific and diverse group of people who celebrate Mecca as a holy religious site, and I just want to say again, I don't see us using. Surf temple, surf basilica, surf church, surf temple mount, but I do see us using possibly surf Mecca. If we can, just if we want to use it, that's fine. I want to be sensitive to it because there's so many Muslims and I live with three of them. So I would just caution us not to use dog Mecca, which we did do. And
so if you're going to give board direction, Joan, we'll need to agendize it, just so you know, because it was part of our branding strategy. So if we want to revisit the hashtag program, we can do that, but we probably need to agendize it.
I'm not sure that we have to stop using the word Mecca. I just want us to be cautious or to guide ourselves, especially in light of Christchurch, how we use that word. So that's all I really want to say.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Joan. Moving on to B2, update to potentially include vacation rentals and recreational vehicle parks in the TBID assessment and hiring of a liaison for related community outreach.
Great, thank you. So this is a topic that has come up several times to TBID, so I'm going to go ahead and give a little background on it, which you also have in your staff report. So this is to update the potential of including VRs and possibly RV parks as well into the assessment, and one of the recommendations is to bring in a liaison, and that my reason for doing that really specifically is with the intention if the board intends to try to push this to be effective by fiscal year start in July, it will not be able to be done through our department. I mean, we just don't have the bandwidth to take on something that large to give it the right attention. So I would recommend that we look at that. Also, I have that on here. And I would also encourage the board to also know that there will have to be board input with your hotels. And so that was one of the things that was really missing last time this was brought to TBID, is the outreach from the board just was not there to hoteliers. And so as a board, you know, we probably really need to look at each of you taking on specific hotels to go out and make sure that they agree with what we're doing as a board, because we're representing all of them. So that's my lecture. Sorry. So Really quickly, the assessments are based solely on the benefit, and only the groups receiving the benefit should be paying into the assessed rate versus the groups that are not receiving benefit should not pay. Since TBID was created to fund the marketing and promotion efforts to enhance tourism destination of Morro Bay, the group directly affected by TBID assessment is the lodging industry. Some of the potential benefits to VRs and RVs if they come into the bid, and this I think will be probably better explained by Lori as she gets into the guts of this if we bring her on, but the destination public relations and media relations section of what we do drives business directly into the destination through all media outlets is a huge benefit to them. Increased collaboration between the property management firms and tourism, we don't do any outreach to them, and I do have VRs that have called me asking if they could be involved every now and then. Like, I had one of them reach out to me that wanted to know if they could have the trolley passes that we did last year for 4th of July and a couple other things I can't remember off the top of my head, but there has been that aspect, and I've had to tell them no, which is kind of uncomfortable because it is visitors coming into Morro Bay. Increased revenue for the destination marketing efforts for Morro Bay. This would affect our total budget, which would be good, especially since City Council is looking at our general funds for this next year. And it would attract quality guests to being part of a cohesive destination outreach. As far as the community outreach program, we reviewed several different options to facilitate having the community come together. One of the things that I noticed last time we did the community outreach was I didn't really feel like the vacation rentals felt like they were well represented. Like they didn't have a lot of their questions answered, and I think bringing Lori Keller on would really help broaden that. And we're a very small community. We're all very attached, intermixed to different people here, and having somebody from outside of our community I think would be good to just be a balance for us and for the vacation rentals, just to kind of show everybody equal respect. So I believe that, or staff believes, a third-party facilitator would better serve the discussion and engagement. A quick overview on Ms. Keller, and her full resume is attached in your plan, but she has a very long established knowledge of our area with TBIDs and VR outreach. She's had a long career in the hospitality sector. She is active in the San Luis Obispo tourism community and has served on many boards, including the Visit SoCal, Pismo Beach, CVB, San Luis Obispo, the tourism board, and she sits on the marketing board now with me. And she's part of the Economic Vitality Corporation. So this is a lot of numbers, but it's in your packet, and we just wanted to give you an overview of this was the 2017 review of the physical dollars and if vacation rentals and RVs came in at the different percentages and how that would look. One thing that is not in your packet that I added was showing if we lowered our efforts to 2% or 1%, what those numbers physically look like, so you just have a good idea of what we're talking about. Right now, we're well over $800,000 that we put into our marketing budget as a board.
Jen, can you clarify the 2 and 1%? That would just be for our VR and RV, or every...
That is just hotels.
Just hotels.
So on the graph, if you look at the graph over on the far left, it has our physical numbers right now for two. It's in your staff report packet. It's what we are currently paid at 3% for that year. Next to it is if RV and VRs came in at 3%, and then the second column is 2%, and then the third column is 1%. Oversight on my part, again, is in the 2 and the 1%, I did not put in what the dollar change would be for hotels. Those are the two numbers that I put at the bottom.
Can you read those numbers? We can't really see them.
Yep. Yeah. And this might just be a better quick overview. This other graph is... So Isaac, that chart is broken down by month. The next page, the option, is broken down by the physical year and the percentage, which is probably easier. I mean, we don't really need to look at the month by month. But 3%, if VR is paid in, it would be $126,000, and RVs would add $67,000. And then the percentages go down 2% would be $84,000 from vacation rentals and $48,000 from RVs. And 1% would be $42,000 from VRs and $24,000 from RVs. It's a tongue twister for me. So what we need to do today is a couple things. We need to talk about this, really take your time and talk about this as a board on what percentage you would like to start going after. And if we can get direction from you on that, I think that would be really advisable. We need to talk with Lori Keller. She can come up and answer questions. And she can answer questions about the percentages and what she's seen countywide with different communities as well. I would use her knowledge as much as we can. So hopefully we can make two decisions on that and public comment.
Yeah, and just to clarify, we're not looking for your rate, the preferred rate. We just want to have you all discuss kind of the implications for going in different directions. But as a member of the public who commented earlier, I think it's important that we go into this open-minded. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that we understand what your perspective of the board is, but moving it out into the community, just being open-minded about what the rates should be and shouldn't be, what the impacts would be for moving in one direction or the other. So that I just wanted to offer that. Thanks.
Scott, well, we have the honor of having you here. Can you just, before we get started on the conversation, clarify the public process? Do we make a motion and then that goes to City Council, or how does that work?
Yeah, we at this point, we don't need City Council approval to move forward in a process to review, since Council has already, I guess, informally stated that since we have a new TBID board, it doesn't have the conflicts that were identified by the public commenter from last year, that we have an opportunity for the TBID to really take this on again. So what we'd be looking for, would be a motion to really on number two is to move forward with Lori Keller or in some other direction if you so chose. But discussion is what we're looking for, and then the recommendation is really around the outreach. And
right, but just so we can control our expectations, if we make a motion, that would then go to City Council and they would discuss.
If you recommend proceeding forward with Lori Keller or in another direction, we can just go do that. It doesn't need to go to council. But if and when that comes back to TBID after the outreach, absolutely you would be making a recommendation to council about rates and bringing them in. So I want to make sure. But that's not happening today. It's just the outreach today.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for clarifying.
So I wanted to clarify also, when will you want us to make a decision or a recommendation on the percentage?
I would say after the outreach has been conducted. There are implications for this upcoming assessment period. We'll be getting into that pretty much next month to start the annual assessment process. Ultimately has to be in place by July, so you have to take a step back. You're really talking about May being council approval. So that doesn't give us a lot of time really to consider public outreach. You don't want to rush that, because then we'll be in the same situation where we were last year. I've talked to staff about that, and one potential way around that is to proceed forward with the assessment approval process with just hotels and motels, and then mid-year, after we've had time to really vet the various options for VRs and RVs, we could bring them in at that point. But that's not to say we can't do it in time for July. It's just a narrow field or time to work with. Certainly would have liked to have had this in front of TBID prior, but there's an evolution, a new board is here, and we are where we are. So we can try to make it work with the time, but I just want to be cognizant of making sure we have sufficient time to do a good outreach process.
And there's two public meetings that have to happen for that outreach, just so you're aware.
How much notice needs to be given before the public meetings? Do we know?
If we're doing outreach, just outreach around this particular issue, usually a couple weeks.
Okay.
But around the formal TBID assessment process, there are very specific times. It's usually 30 days, and there's a couple readings. So that's why we would have to initiate that in May to make it to July. So hopefully that's clear. So this outreach process for RV and VRs sits outside the formal process, but once they're brought into the discussion about being in the assessment, then we have to play by those kind of 30-day public comment periods or public hearing periods.
Got it. So why don't we start with, since we do have a relatively new board, board comments, everyone kind of, what is your position on this? You want to start, Joan?
Well, I read the staff report, so thank you for a very detailed staff report, including figures, even though we're not, you know, voting on figures or anything like that here today. What I see this as is basically mirroring what Mr. Green said. And I want to thank him for his comments and actually all the, so far, the public input that we've received on this. It's good to have that public input. We don't always get that on things on our agendas, so it's terrific. I was around in 29 and in 2009 and 2010, and on the staff report it does reflect that this was supposed to come back directly in 2010. So it's been a kind of a long time waiting, and when things sit out there in the community, it's like having an open wound or a little, you know, spot on your clothes or something that everyone sees. And so it's good that this is coming back and that the process is open like this. I love the idea of having someone neutral come in and handle this. It takes the villainization off of staff away. It takes the villainization off of this board away. And it creates, I think, a final resting place where if vacation rentals and RV parks or even restaurants or anyone in the future decide to come into the bid, from the beginning, there's a symbiotic relationship with the hoteliers. And I think that that's really, really important. And all of the things, percentage and, you know, board structure and marketing plans and business setups, that all comes later. But opening the door and having the door, it's really great to walk into a restaurant and have the maitre d' hold the door open for you and make you feel welcome. And I think, you know, that's what this process is. We're opening the door, we're holding the door open, or we're suggesting that the city open the door and that the city holds the door open, I should say, to have everybody sit down at the table and break bread together. So I'm for it.
Thank you, Joan. Isaac?
I haven't gotten a chance to really, I guess, read up and understand this issue that well, but I'm definitely for more communication and trying to understand their perspective. So I think the outreach is good, and having like a neutral arbitrator would be good. I'm also kind of curious what, I guess, other counties and cities and areas are doing, and what, I guess, if you could you speak on that really quickly?
Sure thing. We did just research in Slo County. We didn't extend out beyond that, so it's limited to that. But those are our competitors in some respects. So you know, it's a good cross section to look at. But the city of Slo, Paso Robles, Tuscadero, and Arroyo Grande, and Pismo all have vacation rentals in their T-bid, and they do assess the same rate as hotel and motels, as well as the Visit SloCal, and Visit SloCal also includes RVs in their assessment, and they pay the same rate, which is 1%.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, some of the issues with Morro Bay is that we're the highest assessment rate, or 3%. So that's just a general issue.
We charge hotels 3%.
Yeah.
Okay.
We assess folks who stay. I mean, you know, it's not a charge to the hotels, but certainly is perceived that way, which I understand.
Right.
You know, so there's the comparative advantages or disadvantages for being higher. So I think there's some sensitivity with vacation rentals and RVs around park owners around that already being high, and they're already paying 1%. The flip side of that coin is just the fairness and equity, where you have hotels and motels that are somewhat disadvantaged generally because they carry those infrastructures, there are other fees that they pay, compared to vacation rentals that operate in residential zones in some cases and don't carry those same overhead. And then they're also not paying into the bid that benefits them to a certain degree. So those are just some of the broad brush strokes issues. And I'm not saying that that's the final analysis, but that those are some of the things that we've heard and learned through our research as a starting point. And there was starts and stops a couple years ago around this and fumbled the process a bit. We had a lot of change and turnover going on in the city, so I think that played a role in that, as well as some conflicts on the TBID board, which made it hard for there to be effective, strategy around how to proceed forward and make it a welcoming experience versus a kind of invasion.
Right. So right now, hotels pay 3%, and VRs and RVs pay 1% or none?
No, they pay. So hotels and motels pay 3% for the city or TBID, and then 1% for the county, Visit SoCal.
Okay.
And then vacation rentals and RVs in the city pay just that 1% assessment for the county. They don't pay anything into the city TBID.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead.
And but it's other counties, they pay 1%.
That's okay. No problem. The cities, so I count all the cities except for, I think, Grover Beach, their bids. The vacation rentals pay the same assessment rate as hotel and motels, and they're all at 2%.
Okay.
So we're 1% higher.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I do think, if all the other countries or cities and counties around us are, the VRs and RVs are paying some percentage, I think they should pay some percentage, and I guess the question would be whether or not it should be 3% or 2% for me. But I do think they should pay something if most other counties and cities are.
Great. Thank you, Isaac. Taking off my chair, sitting chair, vice chair, hat, my opinion is, number one, I think it's fair for RVs and vacation rentals to pay into this. I've been in this industry for close to 20 years now, and I know that just the basic economics, we've been on a 10-year run of a pretty good economy here that's not always going to be like this. I know the city of Morro Bay has challenges with their budget, and that may or may not get worse in the near future. I know that the funding that the TBID receives from the city is not guaranteed, and that's significant. So seeing these numbers are actually higher than I anticipated, for the 1%, 2%, and 3%. If VR and RVs did contribute, and I think that potentially could offset if the city ever did not contribute to TBID. So I appreciate the discussion. I know it's not easy. If someone was getting the value of TBID for free, I don't see why they would want to pay. But I would encourage VR and RV owners to come to the table, have a fair discussion. I've also been in cities that didn't have a TBID, and the effect on tourism was dramatic. So these things do work, and there is value there. And if we're doing good things here, and if this went away, it would be a bad thing for everyone. So I would just encourage everyone to be reasonable, and let's have a good discussion and see what we can come up with. Thank you. Go ahead.
So I completely agree with hiring Lori. I think this is critical to have an outside person coming in. But just her approach is what I would like to comment on, because I agree with everything everybody said so far. First off, it's just a best practice of tourism-driven economies that the days, the Wild West days of Airbnb and VRBO are over, right? And communities really suffered a lot from overparking, the Wild West of people So I heard what Mr. Green said, and I think actually he started to articulate some value that he's looking for from this. Help me make sure that the unlicensed VRs are really controlled, because that is a big issue here. I know some personal things in North Morro Bay and whatnot. So that's a real opportunity for us. And the approach I'd love to see Lori take is make it about them, not about us. Make it about how might we listen to them and find ways that we really can highlight the value. You said some of them right now. You know, some of the ways that we bring by paying the fee, they get an equivalent or greater percentage of value from the fee. And that's the approach I'd love for her to take, because when I look at best practices in San Francisco and way outside of our area, there, I want to know what are the best practices that bring value to vacation rental owners, and how can we show them that, whether it's 1%, 2%, 3%, the equivalent and greater value that comes. Okay, so that's what I'd be looking for from Lori's work. And I would say, because there is a credibility gap that was created by the TBID board, it's absolutely critical to bring them in immediately into the discussion, if there's any way possible, so that there's no, like, here's what we've decided with the hotels, now we're going to apply it onto you. Again, I think that would break the whole, that would be any kind of cooperation and acceptance of the fee would be severely minimized if they aren't brought in right at the beginning.
Super, thank you, Nancy. Amish?
I do think it is important to open up comment with the vacation rental owners and RV parks to voice their opinions, and I would love to see them be included in the TBID at a percent to be discussed later. These days, the lodging industry is not just hotels and motels. It's grown, obviously, to something much bigger than that. People have different modes of transportation and ideas of where they want to stay, especially in a beach town where getting a vacation rental right along the beach would be amazing. So yeah, I look forward to hearing more on the process and what recommendations they have and how we can implement this.
So we just kind of summarizing real quickly, it seems like we're somewhat unanimous with our thoughts. Let's open it up to public comment at this time.
Hi, I'm Maggie Jurin, and my husband Nick is also here. We own Beach and Bay Getaways, which is a vacation rental property management company in town. So we're very vested in this. We're very familiar with all the, you know, we're fighting, I shouldn't say fighting, we're working on two issues at the same time. One is this TBID assessment potential, and also the VR regulations. We've met with the mayor and others on that. So I ask people to try and keep those separate. Your comment, Nancy, about the fact that we need to control those and Sean's, that's true, but I think that needs to come under the purview of the VR regulations. I want to agree totally with what you said, Joan, as far as this being a long-term open wound that we need to address. And quite honestly, I served on the TBID board last term, and there is value. I totally agree that there's value to it. Most of the vacation rental managers and individual owners have come around to realizing that this isn't going to go away. Sure, we'd like to get it for free, but we shouldn't be doing that. But one thing I disagree with what you said, Nancy, is we might get greater value for it. And unless there was a real switch in the direction of what the what the Tourism Bureau does, a lot of the work they do is, you know, trying to attract bus tours. That doesn't help us. Trying to, a lot of the promotions that are done, the Kids Stay Free or Kids Passport or, you know, administering that across 250 vacation rentals would be very difficult. So what I'm thrilled about the opportunity of having a third-party person come in who is, you know, that can be neutral on this. I look forward to the input, you know, welcoming the VR community in to have their input. And the key thing really is show us what value we will get out of it. As everyone knows, the VR industry has just taken off. And I know that's a real thorn in the side of hotels because it's business taken away from them. But But that's where I think we've got to bridge that gap, is you've got to acknowledge us as one of the lodging options. You've got to support us on the VR regulations and not try to do us in on that. And then we'll work with you, and we want to participate and make and bring more tourism to this community. But that's the issue as I see, and I strongly recommend hiring Lori, and I would really like to see the recommendation go forward that we do come in, but at a lesser percentage. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Maggie. And board members, in case you didn't catch that, Maggie was a former TBID board member, and she put in a lot of time here. We thank her for that.
Good morning. I'm Nick Jern. I'm the other half of Beach and Bay and U Relax Vacation Rentals. The thing that was discussed before that's not been brought up today is that the cost to include vacation rentals with the same level of service as hotels would far outstrip the money collected. So that is a very strong argument for a lesser percentage, because if you charge us the same percentage, we accept we want the same service. And that would be an individual listing for each property. And it's been said that that would overrun the benefit. We have apples and oranges. We're all part of a lodging choice here, but we're after different things. You know, we have an average stay rate of over 5 days, and hotels are trying to get to 2. It's a different customer, and we can provide evidence to that outside this community. And it's a growing trend in the world. I do feel the 3% current assessment is too large, and we're too small a community to really have a benefit for that. I look at the spending. I look at the proposal for a mental marketing. I have a lot of questions about that and really how the money is being spent, mostly because you don't have tangible results. And I've said this before in public outreach. A lot of fuzzy marketing without results. And I have a 30-year marketing career. I'm not comfortable with the way you're spending the money. You talk about individual VR owners. You should all know that 130 of the 250 licensed rentals are professionally managed. Those owners look to us, the 7 professional managers in Morro Bay, for direction. They're not going to show up here. So you have a very united force in the professional managers. You know, the illegal rentals are a problem for all of us that need to be addressed. You know, here we find Beach and Bay and you relax. With only 34 of the licensed rentals, we pay 40% of the TOT. So really, how big is that problem? Again, I go back to the results. And again, you know, the big point I want to make is that the 3% in general, I feel, is just too large. There's a lot of wasteful spending. And, you know, the county is doing a great job. The flights that are being brought in, those are bringing the people and the exposure to the city. And we also have to look at the competitive projects in Pismo and SLO. You know, what are we doing? What are the hoteliers doing to enhance the offering and other items like the aquarium that's being proposed? Where's our convention center? You know, we need more projects in Morro Bay to bring the tourists in. Having an eclectic and low-cost solution as your mental marketing proposes is not really a good solution and a good face for the city that's going to bring success. Thank you.
Can I ask them a question?
Yeah.
What do you think would be a fair percentage?
We feel 1% is appropriate, and we wouldn't request the individual listings. You know, just you know, we personally as an operator would pay about $50,000 based on our current book of business. That's about twice what we spend in our advertising. And I think you guys spend too much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joan. Did you?
Well, first of all, now that the whole board has spoke, I'm appreciating everybody's ideas. I mean, I just feel like it's time to open up conversation, because we'll get public comment finally on this. And you know, I've watched for years, and I've sat up here for years when this was adversarial, when it was put onto the TBID board as a group of hoteliers, a majority group of hoteliers, to make a decision for another commercial portion of our industry, and that was unfair to the board and unfair to the folks who may or may not be receiving the assessment. And I'm going to say this again. It doesn't, to me, when we hire somebody neutral and we go through the process, this is a process. If we go through the process and at the very end the city comes back and says, you know, we heard from the vacation rentals and we don't think that we can establish a metrics value that will meet their criteria, so we're going to just not even go for this, or they come back and they say, okay, we've heard from the vacation rentals and through them we were able to meet a criteria and a metrics that are acceptable to them at X rate, and then that's put back to us in a very neutral way. I've never felt comfortable with the idea of the hotels consuming the vacation rentals or the RV parks into this, you know, Jonah and the whale, right? I've never felt comfortable with that. So I feel very comfortable with this process. I think everybody's going to get to say what they need to say in the end and feel heard, and good things are going to come from it.
I think it would be good as you guys go back around and give more thought on this, if each of you could just give an idea if you want to see this try to make July 1, or if we do, like Scott mentioned, into mid-year. And it's not a guarantee that it's going to happen, but I think Lori will need that direction so she has an idea. So as we go down, if you can each just give us your opinion on that, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, so an idea on timeline. Well, you know, it can happen either way. So like you said, it can happen either way. Obviously, if it's going to... if it's going to happen on July 1, then the timeline is being laid right now, and the outreach will need to be done fairly quickly. For me personally, I feel like if you put it off and you try and have these meetings through the summer, you're actually going to lose people because you're going to be in the busy time. And I just heard from public comment from Mr. Joran that, you know, it sounds like his business is very busy in the summer, and they've got bookings that are 5 days long, which I'd love for all the vacation rentals to be sold out 10 days long, because as soon as they're sold out too, then the hotels can sell out, and that bodes well for my colleagues up here. I think that it's important that we move into this probably sooner rather than later, based on the pressure that the business... it's one of the reasons why we don't have the hotelier meeting in July, which meets with the fiscal year and meets with the beginning of our fiscal year and our marketing plan year, and our... it's because people are too busy to meet in the summer. So I think that having these sooner, I like the sooner timeline, but I understand that doesn't necessarily mean that that'll trigger the assessment right on July 1. If they choose to be assessed, they could choose to be assessed in November based off reservations or any of that stuff, and that all has to be figured out through the conversation. But I am for the quicker timeline.
Sorry, what's the longer timeline option?
I think the approach is we begin in earnest anyways, no matter which timeline we want to go under. If we can make it back to TBID with recommendations that have been properly vetted, I would say, or thoroughly vetted by and informed by vacation rental and RV owners, and if we can make the July 1st deadline, that means we have to be back to this board probably in May or sooner, and it's March right now. So that... you know, I understand the point is taken by Ms. Solo about folks just being extremely busy and gone during the summer. So if we can get it to this board by May, we'll shoot for that. But again, that's only if we feel like we've got sufficient input.
The alternative is just no hard deadline then?
The alternative would be we would miss the July 1st cutoff, and then we'd be looking at a mid-year assessment where they'd be brought in, or waiting until the next year.
So then I'd go back and I'd say, I hear Isaac, and I'd like to put a hard deadline on it. I see us meeting July, or I see us meeting September.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, deadlines are good because it creates accountability for us, and it doesn't leave the conversation open forever again, which is, you know, Mr. and she was up here. She understands, and she made that comment. So I would say that we set a deadline for September at the latest.
I would be a proponent as well as keeping the inertia. You know, in the years I've sat on this TBID board, it's a difficult conversation to start, and you know, it's occurred in fits and starts where we get some inertia, for whatever reason it stops. We don't talk about it for months at a time. So if it's on the table now, I would encourage us to set a deadline and try and get as far as we can.
You know, the process of change starts with shock, then comes denial and anger. And so that's where it stopped here. And I think there's a lot, obviously, from what we're hearing. So I wouldn't underestimate the need to let people speak and get through that. And then with pressure, a deadline, but you've got to move them to acceptance. And that's the last step. And that you're only going to do that with them. And that may take some time. So I think putting a deadline on it for the sake of a deadline may make the project fail. What I'd love to see is that we move forward in earnest. We understand like the level of denial and anger first, and then set the deadline based on that. It's not we're gonna stop this time. But we have to hear that. We have to let the community move through that before there'll be acceptance. So I say, I would probably say September is probably being pretty aggressive with the amount of anger and denial that's been in the community around this issue. So I really think that what's most important is to let the VR and RV community speak and to really come up with things like what can the TBID board be doing to make sure that we're serving that community. It will involve some replanning, I think, on the part of the what we're doing as well to make sure that they feel served. That may take time. So I would say, you know, realistically, I'd love for May to be the deadline, but I think realistically we're talking about September.
Like I mentioned before, I think public comment from the VRs and RVs is very important, and as well as the process to do that, and there obviously is going to take some time to complete all that. With that being said, I feel like July would still be a good deadline. However, if needed for more processes to occur, such as planning, September would be a fallback that we could go to.
Jen, would it be appropriate for Lori to speak just so we can interview her and maybe ask some questions? Okay. Lori, could I invite you up? Thank you.
Thank you.
Could you start, just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you foresee happening here? Thank you.
So I've been involved in the hospitality community in San Luis Obispo County since 2003. Worked for a management company and ownership company here. So very aware of the past history of all of our TBIDs and BIDs and the old Visit San Luis Obispo County. And certainly we have an opportunity here to really start from scratch and listen to the shared hopes of all of those in the community. I think you'll find, and it sounds like there's even some early dialogue that I've heard here within the last hour about some things that are shared in terms of wanting to collaborate and want to grow together and want to maybe heal some of those old wounds. So I would start with that foundation of being a listening post and coming back to you with all of those recommendations that hopefully can seek that higher ground and that collaboration between the two entities, or the three entities, with the RV parks and the vacation rentals and the hotels.
Do you have any thoughts or recommendations on timelines for this process?
You know, one of the things that I've been involved with before is I think it's important to do some outreach in a variety of ways. I think there's probably some online questionnaire type of input that some people might feel more comfortable and sharing just in that way. I think there's other people that tend to want to share in a public forum. Of course, then there's, you know, an opportunity for people to have their own input without that big public forum. It's overwhelming sometimes for people to get up and speak. So I think it's going to take a little bit of time. I don't know that we couldn't get feedback by May. We can certainly give you some early indicators, and I could come back and say, you know, there's still a constituency that hasn't had an opportunity to really discuss this topic, but, you know, it's 60 days, so I think a lot can be done in 60 days. Sounds like people are already thinking about it, so, you know, we just have to kind of take the temperature.
Great, thank you. Board, any other questions for Lori?
What do you think would be fair, what should be done?
I guess I wouldn't want to take the approach of me coming to the group with any sort of recommendation. I really see myself as trying to facilitate that collaboration. What I can do is provide information. So, for instance, I could tell the vacation rentals that, for instance, the vacation rentals in Cayucas, they pay 1% to their local fund area, they pay 1% to the county business improvement district, and they pay 1% to visit San Luis Obispo County. That could just be a point of comparison, but I don't think my role would be of someone that could say, here's what I'm coming in to recommend. I'd rather be a listening post and find the common ground so that everyone can work together.
Hi, how are you? Can you tell us what communities you facilitated this process in, same process?
I didn't facilitate a process like this specifically. I was involved in the processes. So I was involved in Pismo Beach when the Pismo Beach Hospitality Association, the local hotels, were working on trying to figure out what they were going to assess themselves versus what the city was going to assess. I was a part of the whole strategic planning and the building as one of the advisors and board members for Visit San Luis Obispo County. So I've been a part of the process. I haven't facilitated that process myself.
You mentioned Pismo. When you were involved in Pismo, was that back in 2008 when they first formed, or was that in this new round where they were considering going up to 2%, which brings them up to $2 million in assessment?
I was involved in the first one. I haven't been involved in the last year in their ongoing conversation.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you for answering my question.
Sure.
Is there anything about Morro Bay that you think makes us unique and should be considered differently, like anything that should make us consider giving a higher or lower tax rate?
You know, every city is unique, and I think it just depends on what the community feels comfortable with. You know, there are 98 different business improvement districts in the state of California, and there are some commonalities amongst them, but there's as many differences as there are similarities. So I don't think there's any one-size-fits-all solution. I really do think that it's about listening to all the constituents and just finding that common ground.
Question for Jen. The recommendation here is to provide input on a contract. What level of detail are you looking for here?
Just approval of her contract. It's behind the staff report. It's $4,800 for her to do the community outreach, and so I'm just looking for approval from you because that'll be in this year's budget. I do need a motion.
Yes.
I have a question for staff. I need to have clarification just for myself. So we're making either a recommendation for yes or no on a contract. Are we making a recommendation yes or no on a timeline, or is that timeline...
You can do that by motion if you'd like, that you would, we would have a conversation no later than September at the board about
okay.
this. You can put that in there. You can also go by consensus. I think we heard that was appropriate as well. So whichever you prefer.
But the idea of approving a timeline and not her, it's not going to
work. They're separate issues.
But it's not going to work because we don't have anybody on staff to do that physical work.
I understand.
So if
you say,
don't hire Lori and I expect it by July, it's not going to happen.
I understand. Okay. One follows the other. I got you. I see that. Okay.
And I need to apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off, Lori. I was just clarifying the process. Thank you for your input on that. So, Board, do we want to discuss this further? Are we ready to make a motion?
I feel comfortable.
Yeah, let's vote.
Okay. I move that we approve the contract for outreach to vacation rentals and RV parks. Do I need to mention Lori by name? Through Lori, and her last name is Keller, through Lori Keller's company for the outreach to begin the process of possibly including them in an assessment district.
So, do we have a second?
I second. Good job.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Do you want to do a second motion?
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to do a second motion that sets a timeline that I move that through the process of staff and outreach that we attempt to have a solid outcome by May and a report back to this board in May on progress, and that we make a decision regarding this issue no later than September of 2019.
Jen? I second.
Got a second here. I just question for Joan, would the input come from Lori or would it come from staff?
I think it would come from Lori, but it would be part of a staff agenda? Okay, yes. So it would come through Lori and be part of the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? So all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Great.
Thanks for your help over there, staff table.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, moving on. Item C, declaration of future agenda items.
So really quickly, I just want to bring up if there's something that you want to put on as a future agenda item, three of the board members have to agree to it. Four of the board members have to agree to it. So you can't just say, I want this, I want this, I want this. All four of you have to agree. Okay.
So do we want to review how we're reporting TOT? I want to see if the group wants to wants a review of the TOT report structure and through the city report and then the one that the tourism department is producing as well, if there's anything we want to see that would be added or deleted to make their workload less.
And who will be getting together to actually determine?
Do we want to have a subcommittee that works with Jen? Or do we want to just go through that here?
I think if you want it as a future agenda item and you're requesting the city report as well, Jen Calloway will have to also be part of that because she manages all the incoming individual properties and she puts together that report.
Okay.
So she will also need to be part of that.
Okay.
And yeah, I think that's a good idea. Set a subcommittee when we hear the item. So probably in May. We won't be doing it in April, I don't think.
No. Oh, no. I mean, this is not a rush thing. This can, you know, come back, but if we get a subcommittee working on it, my thought is if we get a subcommittee working on it, it takes some of the pressure off of staff, too, and we can help with just ideas and maybe cull some of the stuff off of it that is unnecessary anyways. So for the future agenda item, so we don't get off in the weeds for our city clerk, we need four people to determine whether we want to get together,
form a subcommittee to work with staff to review the structure of our TOT report.
No, you want to set a future agenda item to review the TOT reports, right? You're asking for this to be on future agenda items.
Yes. So a future agenda item to set a subcommittee to bring back a report to. Thank you. Aha. So now we're moving. We need a future agenda item to set a subcommittee up to review the TOT report and what we think might be necessary and helpful to us.
I would be in support of that.
I'm in support.
I'm in support as well.
Okay.
Great. Anything else?
Well, I want to thank Joan for teaching me how to make a motion.
You're doing an excellent job. Listen, it's really, I feel clunky over here, so I appreciate all that.
I'm encouraging you. I'm learning from you.
Okay, if there's nothing further, then we will move for adjournment, and it looks like 10:17. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.